More Mornings with Eddie Q and Reader on Fox FM.
Good morning, Reader.
Good morning, Eddie.
Woke up, you get into the car because we were in the minuses, just a small amount of windshield frost, right? Huh? So I thought, I'll just use the classic spray the wiper fluid. I forgot I put all my summer fluid in, right?
Ah.
It doesn't melt the it just kind of stayed on there and it didn't do anything. So I had to sit there, wait for my defroster to kick in. Thankfully, you know, it's not super cold. So no. After like a minute, it started to defrost and melt the windshield and I was able to go about my business. But it was just one of those things where I'm like spraying. I'm like, why isn't it cleaning off?
Yeah. See, I didn't have any on my windshield this morning, but it was... I'm so close to work.
Oh, yeah.
That I just kind of, you know what? I'll tough it out. I got 4 blocks to go. But yeah, it wasn't a concern this morning.
I don't know what is up with my street, but it's like my side windows are always perfectly fine. It's just my front and my rear windshield. Yeah. Maybe it's just the direction that my street is facing or something like that. But I can do the whole, what's the movie where he sticks his head out the window when he's driving? The comedian. Ace Ventura?
Probably, yeah.
It's Jim Ace Ventura. Carrey. Yeah. I couldn't even think of the damn movie.
Just because 8 p.m. is Eddie Q's bedtime
doesn't mean he actually falls asleep at 8 p.m.
Fox FM.
One thing that's cool about the Fox FM app or website is you can listen to us anywhere. And
that's right.
We have Cynthia who texted us, good morning from Madison, Wisconsin.
Yes, indeed. Down there training for work. Who said it's definitely spring-like weather there in Wisconsin. Eat lots of cheese while you're there.
I guess that's what Wisconsin is known for, huh?
That and the Packers.
Okay, well, enjoy your time in Wisconsin, Cynthia. Hope to see you back here soon.
Safe travels.
Reader tries to stay fashionable,
but he'll never give up his acid wash jeans and fanny packs.
It's a staple.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
6:09 in Saskatchewan, 7:09 in Manitoba. What time would it be on the moon?
I have no idea, but apparently it's going to be getting its time zone.
Yeah, NASA's been asked to make a moon time zone, not because it's so we can tell the time there, but it's specifically for space flight. They need precision when it comes to, I guess, landing probes or satellites on the moon or just operating spacecraft.
Yeah, they need it for lunar spacecraft and satellites that have to be very, very precise. And apparently time unfolds a little differently on the moon compared to on Earth because of the difference in gravitational force.
Yeah, that makes sense. That, and if I do recall correctly, the moon does not rotate or it doesn't spin on its axis like the Earth does. It just follows our orbit and that's about it. So there's got to be a lot of different... I think mathematic equations you have to do to create a time zone there.
Yes, apparently for a person on the moon, the Earth-based clock would lose on average 58.7 microseconds per Earth day.
That is like, again, precise math.
That makes my head hurt.
I took math all the way through grade 12, and even I can't understand this, but no. they're trying to name it like Lunar Time Zone or LTC. I was thinking they could name it Moon Time, like Moon Standard Time, like MST, but that would make the people in Alberta a little upset because that's Mountain Standard Time.
Yeah, I don't know. As long as I don't have to say, you know, 5:30 Saskatchewan, 6:30 in Manitoba, and whatever time it is on the moon.
I'm just going to say, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, including the moon.
Yeah.
Fox FM's Reader is the wise man.
While Eddie Q is still learning from his mistakes.
Yesterday we had James give us a call, and he asked us a question that we got to relay to you. I think is really cool. What's a song that no matter who's in the car with you, when it comes on, you will always sing your heart out?
Boy, I will pretty much sing There's along with lot. Just about anything.
Yeah.
But I think it kind of almost depends. I know he said with... regardless of who's in the car. But for me, I find it's like different people you'll start seeing along different things. Like with my dad, if it's anything off of Rod Stewart's Every Picture Tells a Story album or anything like Guess Who, we'll be singing along.
Yep.
Right? Or I've been in vehicles where me and my brothers have started jamming out to Enter Sandman by Metallica. I've been in cars with friends in where Wannabe by the Spice Girls comes on and we all start dancing and singing along too.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Right?
I get you on that. Listen, I love listening to hip-hop. I will rap to a few songs, but only to myself. Nobody deserves to hear that. Certain other songs here and there. But I think, like, songs that I can never stop myself from singing, no matter who's around, it has to be How You Remind Me by Nickelback.
Yeah.
As soon as I hear the "Never Made It as a Wise Man," I have to.
I will be in the grocery store and I will hear songs where I'm suddenly like, "Oh, I wasn't expecting that one." I will start singing to myself. I'm not going to lie, I've started kind of dancing a little bit in the aisles too.
Start a full choir in the dairy aisle.
Oh my gosh, yeah. If the right song hits at the right time, I am off and running.
That's pretty cool to hear, actually. But we want to know from you, what are songs, could be plural, that no matter who's around you, you will always sing out loud? Give us a shout at 306-783-3699. You can call or text. Also, you can just comment down on our post on Twitter or X and Facebook as well.
Fox FM's Eddie Q loves going to the gym.
He doesn't look it, but he swears he goes.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
We finally got the inductees of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes, indeed. Of course, the voting had been on for the last few months, and we now know who is going to be in the class of 2024.
Yeah, you got a few. Cher, Tribe Called Quest, Dave Matthews Band, Mary J. Blige.
Yes, as well, it's going to be Alexis Corner, who is influential in the British blues scene, along with John Mayall, Big Mama Thornton, the first person to record Hound Dog before Elvis ever did it.
Yeah.
Also going in the Musical Influence Award, Suzanne DePass, who worked with Motown for many, many years, is being honored with the Ahmet Erdogan Award, which goes to a non-performing industry professional who had a major influence on the growth of the art form.
Other performer inductees, by the way, Ozzy Osbourne, Kool and the Gang, Peter Frampton, and also Foreigner, who, by the way, is coming to the Sascell Center in May.
That's right. So you can go check them out.
Official nominee.
Yeah. As well, Jimmy Buffett, the late great Jimmy Buffett, MC5, Dionne Warwick, and Norman Whitfield, who was a songwriter for many years at Motown, are all being honored as well with the Musical Excellence Award, given to artists, musicians, songwriters, and producers whose originality and influence creating music have had a dramatic impact on music. It's going to be interesting to see if Cher comes out to the induction ceremony, because just not long ago she said she wouldn't be in it now if they gave me $1 million. Well,
I wonder if the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame people are like, you know what, screw you, Cher, we're gonna nominate you and we're gonna put you up on there whether you like it or not.
Oh my goodness. But yes, the ceremony is going to be happening October 19th. It's going to air live Saturday, October 19th on Disney Plus, and then there will be a special that airs on ABC at a later date.
Yeah, so make sure to check that out when it comes back in October, but pretty sweet to see these incredible artists get nominated for this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Reader apologizes to the people at the library. He knew he had late charges, just not so many.
Spare change, ma'am.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
YouTube is now old enough to legally drink in all of Canada.
Really?
It came out on this day in 2005, 19 years ago. Yeah. Apparently, afterwards, a year later in 2006, Google bought it because it was doing so well that Google couldn't beat it. And I don't know about you, but I remember the very early days of YouTube.
Kind of the Wild West of YouTube.
Yeah, it was different. It was cool. I got my first computer back in 2006. I was 10 years old. So this was pretty much a year after YouTube came out. Got myself an account. And I probably have one of the oldest YouTube accounts out there because it's, I got it like a year after YouTube came. And I remember my sister and I, we were like, we're going to be YouTubers. So we had a garbage, crappy computer with like a 360p webcam. And we used to film us playing our Nintendo 64 games on the TV using the the webcam as a camera.
Ah.
The quality was horrible. Absolutely garbage.
But you had big dreams.
We got like 200 to 500 views a video. That was a success in my books as a
YouTube star,
right? As like a 10-12 year old. And I also remember my friend and I, we tried to do a voice dub thing. I think this was like a few years after YouTube came out, and I was still a teenager. Got 20,000 views.
Ooh.
I deleted it by accident, so it is forever gone. But I still use that YouTube account to this day.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of YouTube, man. I've been watching it forever.
Back in the old days when you didn't have to have a video interrupted by an ad 12 seconds in.
Unskippable, too?
Oh.
Disgusting. I mean, unskippable ads. Yuck! Good morning, Fox FM. This is Eddie Q.
Hi, was that the elk call?
That was the elk call. Who am I talking to today?
Levi Krasowski.
How are you doing today, Levi?
Not too shabby.
And you want a chance to win a VIP package to the Parkland Outdoor Show and Expo?
Yeah.
Have you been there in the past?
No.
Oh, man. Okay, so if you win, I'm going to tell you some of the cool things that you can get. So you'll have a chance to win 2 tickets that'll give you, of course, to the show itself. Also includes the country kickoff party with Jason McCoy and Doc Walker. You get the banquet at the St. Mary's Cultural Center and also some swag. So quite a big package if you win.
No kidding. That sounds awesome.
So, Levi, for being the first person to call, we're going to get yourselves entered into a draw here. Does that sound good?
Sounds really good. Thanks.
Perfect. All right. So, Levi, you're entered in. Just letting you know, we're making the draw Thursday morning.
Awesome.
All right. Best of luck to you, man.
I'll be listening. Thank you very much.
Shout out to Levi. He got himself centered in to win that VIP package to the Parkland Outdoor Show and Expo. Tomorrow's going to be the last day for us to get some entries in. So make sure to keep listening in the mornings with Reader and I. Sometime during the show, we will play the elk call a couple of times. And the first person who calls on those will get entered in. And again, we'll make that draw Thursday morning.
More mornings with Eddie Q and Reader on Fox FM.